Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Now, our pod squad are with me to filter out the fluff from the good podcast so you don't have to. Today, we're talking about Million Dollar Lover.
I love you, Carolyn.
I know.
I love you.
I know.
Carolyn is 80. Dave is in his 50s. He's homeless, a former drug addict, and soon moves in with her. And Carolyn is worth millions of dollars. Her children, the same age as Dave, see their inheritance slipping away.
That's our mom. We're not going to let you just do that. It's our family's money. Should we be okay just giving it to some loser?
Is your position really that it's your money, so if you get burned, then that's up to you?
It's none of their business. It's why did they get involved? David is the best thing that happened to me.
Our pod squad are with me today. It's News Talk's tech correspondent, Jess Kelly, and 98FM's breakfast producer, Russell Alford. Good afternoon.
Hello. Good afternoon.
Russell, how would you describe this podcast?
It's a very interesting one because the reporter, Sue Mitchell, has such direct access to this incredible story that varies from emotions to family issues to substance abuse to elder abuse to circumstances that are completely random. This lady in particular earns a lot of money essentially by accident and falls in love, allegedly, with another man who seems to be manipulating her.
Quite her junior as well.
Quite her junior. The age difference is she is 80, Carolyn is 80, Dave is 57. So,
had you heard about this story, Jess?
No, and I really don't like it.
The story or the podcast?
Both.
Yeah.
I would explain it as an invasive breach of privacy filled with people who are total wagon wheels, and I don't understand why it's a podcast.
There was a whole point halfway through where I started to question, actually, is this set up? Because the amount of detail and storytelling that was going on, I was like, there's no way this woman has a permanent recorder with her.
No, but this is the thing. Okay, let's just set out the stall, right? So there's this 80-year-old woman who's very, very wealthy. She crosses paths with this man who, as you said, is a former convict who was on meth, has a whole history. He's doing some handiwork down the road. They meet, they fall in love. Mm. He ends up living with her. But the whole premise of this is that, is he manipulating her? And are the woman's daughters going to lose out on their inheritance? And I just feel like it's such, and the journalist who carried this out was recording conversations long before she knew she was going to make a podcast out of it. Now, obviously, everyone has signed off and given their consent and all the rest. But there was bits and pieces of this that I was listening to going, like, everyone's family has got something going on. If someone came in with a recorder and started over, like, recording conversations that they're overhearing and then put it out as a BBC podcast, I would flip the lid. I just didn't like it.
So I have to be honest now, right? I was obviously off last Friday. I was at a wedding. This is real now. You know, excuses for the teacher homework stuff, okay?
Well, did the dog eat it? Well,
I had the elections. It was very busy on Saturday.
It's
so, right.
Out, yeah.
Anyway, situation is I have listened to 1¾ episodes of this, okay?
Did you hate it?
So on the face of it, in the intro that you heard, I was like, I'm going to love this now, right? This whole thing about the inheritance and the daughters, this is going to be great. I found it actually really unsettling.
Same. That's exactly it.
And like when they get to the point of talking about the mother having sex with your man, I am just then at this point like, right now, did you find it a bit unsettling?
I think I was trying to be a bit open-minded throughout, but there was a point about halfway through the entire series where my unsettled, uncomfortable feeling just hit a peak and I was getting extreme details of their sex lives and of
if you want to share it, more power to you, off
great.
You go. But I was, so there's a part of me that's sort of hoping, so I'm only an episode and three quarters in. How much better does this get?
Well, the first three episodes I felt could have been condensed into one.
Right,
Which is an issue. I also, like, Sue is a good storyteller, but I felt her voice was too slow for me and my attention.
She also is reading and putting inflections on weird parts of words.
Yes.
And are you starting a sentence or are you ending a sentence, Sue?
Very BBC Radio 4, isn't it?
No.
So I listen on 1.25 speed, which I highly recommend.
Get to the point, Susan.
It just made a huge difference to absolutely everything, including listen to it. Three episodes in, it starts to get a bit meatier. Then it gets dark and then it gets darker, but at least there's a conclusion.
Okay, because I was going to say, we don't want spoiler alert. Have you listened to all of it?
No. Do you know
it's not
why?
Like you normally do.
I can't bring myself to care.
Oh, right, okay.
Not to be rude.
Have you listened to all of it then?
I listened to all of it. As I said, the start was a struggle, but I persevered.
Okay, do I need to keep going with this?
No.
No.
All right,
no.
If it's not gripping you enough at the very beginning,
no. A lot
I
of them
say,
don't, though, Russell. You learn this when we do this pod squad on a Tuesday, right? Like, you know, I need to be, you need to reel me in the first 15 minutes or I'm gone.
That's it.
But that's my fundamental issue with this, is that what is the point of the podcast? Mm. I understand that there's an age difference, there's huge sums of money, there's family dynamics. On paper, this should be great. But actually, I feel bad for the 80-year-old woman, because who she falls in love with or is living with or is sleeping with, mm, and whether her daughters get the wedding dress from her first husband or not. Why is this a podcast?
Yeah. Can you answer that?
I wish I could. I wish I could. All I can feel is that this is so BBC Radio 4 vibe in every way, shape and form. It's storytelling elongated to fill several hours of radio. And I just, as a podcast, as a standalone, it's too much.
Yeah. Are there big surprises in this towards the end? I know I don't want to spoil too much of it for people that are maybe halfway through it, but...
There is one particular surprise which comes out of the blue but almost makes sense along the way and helps the conclusion, if that makes
That's
any sense.
That's very covert, I have
yeah,
to say.
Dizzy after that one.
I'm sorry, I just tried to make sure I don't spoil it for anyone, but the behaviour that happens along the way eventually does have consequences for everyone involved.
Mm. Okay. Yeah.
Mysterious, I know.
Do you know, we've done many of these Pod Squad reviews over the last wee while, and one thing that we spoke about in relation to the crime podcasts is dealing with cases with dignity. So we spoke about it in the case of Inside the Crime, which was telling the story of the Unalinsky murder, and we commented on how Frank Graney deals with dignity and he remembers that there's people at the heart of this story. The fact that this started by Sue recording bits and pieces of conversations, and I just feel like it's a bit voyeuristic. Do you know what I mean? I don't feel.
See, I wonder, does that improve through time? I think we can spoil it, right? If anyone's listening and you're in the middle of this podcast,
pop it down for a few seconds.
Turn down the volume for the next 10 seconds, right?
Eventually, she dies.
Right.
The story goes that way. The family are in. They absolutely hate Dave. Everything comes to the circumstances that he almost gets the money. She dies. He doesn't get any money. He's very upset. And that's really the conclusion. Interestingly, on the duty of care thing, there was a point that around maybe episode 7 or so where Sue very specifically said, I am a journalist, BBC Code of Conduct, yada yada. Mm. And she says, I had to take into account, I'm seeing elder abuse, what I believe to be. And I had to go to my editor. I had to go through the proper procedures, even though I was making this without necessarily a commission and the plan in mind. It's a very interesting kind of way of dealing with that. But
how many episodes?
10.
Too many.
It's 10.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ten is a lot in any podcast, isn't it? Any podcast?
Yeah, series? I felt it could have been 6 at most. There's
but
a lot
did it
of,
need to exist?
No.
Like if you, this woman, and again,
we're just talking about it, folks.
Yeah, but listen, can you not tell by my tone I'm not enamored?
I know. I knew by your facial expression when you came into the studio today. You weren't a fan.
No, but I genuinely believe that there are stories everywhere, right? And you talk to people every day of the week for hours every single day and you get great stories. Some are just stories. And I think this started because a woman's neighbour had a younger man move in.
Mm.
Like, if we're going to start making podcasts about every single thing that happens, Jesus, why have
we like,
doing this
It's like when
for
they
years?
Say there's a book in everybody, there's not really, spoiler alert. But anyway, yeah. Do you know what's funny? There's still quite a few of our listeners getting in touch think it still sounds very good. Yeah. Very interesting. We've sold it to people.
Janie Mac, lads, just do anything else with your time. It's 10 hours of your life. Do anything
well,
else.
Well, actually, on that, first two about 40 minutes.
No, they're not quite an hour.
Aren't they? Yeah. They're about 35, 40 minutes. No, because that for me is a big thing with a podcast.
Mm.
You'll hear me, Russell, talk about this a lot, the length of podcast episodes.
I'm with you
on that. 30 minutes, you know.
Yeah, I think as well, do a 1.25, treat yourself, or maybe even treat yourself to a 1.5 speed
I started doing that with movies as well. My attention span has gone out the window.
I can't, no, I'm totally against against you on this. No, like if we have to start listening to things and speed up and fast forward, then we shouldn't be listening
to it. I'm so impatient. When I'm into something, I just need to get, like, it's like reading the last page of a book. I need to know what happens.
Oh, you are spoiler alert central.
I'm all about the spoilers.
How many stars are you going to give this out of five, Russell?
I'm going to give it 2.5.
Jess?
Half a star. Because it exists and that's it.
Right.
I really didn't like it. I'm really uncomfortable with it. I can't encourage people to do it. I'm sorry, just no.
Yeah. Like, I've only listened to an episode and 3/4. Can I give it any stars? Is it fair?
You won't like it though. I know that
you won't. I'm not mad about it so far anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. I was on paper. It kind of describes itself as all the allure of sort of Succession. That's kind of part of the...
Well, apparently it's akin to that. Like, I've seen that in a few different places. It was that analogy was
used. So I was like, great. The whole thing with the mother and inheritance. This will be really
interesting. But she's no Logan Roy. And I think that's the crux of it. She's a hippy-dippy lady who just wants to enjoy her life. Roy. She's no Logan. And that's why I feel like I can't get into it. Like if she was a total wagon wheel, you think maybe she's going to get a comeuppance or maybe the kids are right or whatever.
Yeah.
Just leave the woman alone.
I'm going to follow you this week.
Are you?
Half star.
Yeah.
That's Jess Kelly.
I love winning.
Our tech correspondent. Yes. 98FM's breakfast producer, Russell Alford. Russell, thanks a million for joining us here on the Pod Squad. This Tuesday afternoon, we've been talking about Million Dollar Lover.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.